Track 4, and no more news. Buck Vasley man jailed for drug smuggling. Police say they have achieved justice for victims following the jailing of a Buck Vasley man. Danny Morgan was jailed for 3 years for various offences, including trying to smuggle thousands of pounds worth of drugs into Exeter Prison. After the sentencing at Exeter Crown Court, police said they were satisfied the offender, whose behaviour had caused significant distress, would not be causing the community any further problems for the foreseeable future. A spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said, "We would like to thank the public for their support in helping us achieve justice for the victims and get this prolific offender off the streets." Morgan, 26, was jailed for various offences, including concealing cocaine and mobile phones in the insole of his trainers. An X-ray revealed cannabis inside his body. Morgan admitted bringing prohibited articles into the prison and a slew of other offences when he appeared in court.
Higher charges for Dartmoor car parks. Car parking fees are bringing in £200,000 of income to Dartmoor National Park Authority each year, but it is seeking more money, making assets and ideas to plug its shortfall in government funding. Although a much larger area than Dartmoor, the Lake District National Park is making £1 million from car parking fees each year. Dartmoor only has a small number of paying car parks, six, but whether there are more in the future will be a decision for the Park Authority, which is about to enter a new era following the retirement this month of Chief Executive of 18 years, Dr. Kevin Bishop. Former civil servant Tom Surrey will be taking over the helm and will have responsibility for implementing a new business plan. Dr. Bishop said DNPA had been very successful over the last few years in diversifying its income streams and its practical project work from Dartmoor's dynamic landscapes to the Dartmoor Headwaters project, which were almost all funded by external sources through competitive funding bids. But the Park Authority has been frustrated by its flat cash settlement from the government in recent years to pay for day-to-day services, which has resulted in a real-term cut of 54%. An authority meeting heard this week that in cash terms, if the National Park grant had kept pace with inflation, it would now be worth more than £7.7 million. But DMPA is anticipating receiving a revenue grant of £3.5 million in 2026/27. Dr. Bishop said DMPA did not own many assets, and that was what made it different to many national park authorities. He said money making ideas in other areas of the country included cycle hire in the Peak District and navigation tolls on the Norfolk Broads. It was once suggested that people should pay to enter National Park in order for the authority to be self-sufficient, but this was very controversial. Next year, DMPA is looking at introducing a volunteer coordinator and boosting its number of volunteers. An ambition in its business plan is to have 4,000 volunteer days organised or supported by DMPA per annum and 65 new housing units each year.
Winner scoops £25,000 prize in local lottery. One Teignbridge resident is celebrating after scooping the first £25,000 weekly jackpot win in the history of the Teignbridge Lottery for Communities. The winning ticket matched all six numbers in the draw held on Saturday, the 21st of February, making this the first £25,000 jackpot winner since the lottery launched in 2022. It was a particularly lucky week for local players, with seven other residents also winning £25 prizes. Since launching, the Teignbridge Lottery for Communities has sold over 267,000 tickets and awarded more than £62,000 in prize money, including six £2,000 winners, 45 £250 winners, 554 £25 winners, and one winner of the monthly prize draw, a £1,500 theatre trip. Tickets cost £1, of which 60 pence from every ticket going directly to local good causes, 50p to the player's chosen charity, and 10p to a central community fund. Every ticket has a 1 in 50 chance of winning a prize each week. The lottery is run in partnership with Teambridge CVS to support local community projects, giving groups a simple and effective way to raise additional funds. The Teambridge Lottery for Communities is a powerful way for residents to support the groups that matter most to them. Every ticket purchased directly strengthens the vital services that keep our district connected, compassionate, and resilient. The jackpot winning player chose to support volunteering in health, which supports, connects, and empowers people to make positive, sustainable improvements to their health and well-being. Its volunteer car scheme transports residents to medical appointments, while volunteer befrienders provide companionship and support at home or over the phone, helping reduce loneliness and isolation. A home help service provides practical support with cleaning and shopping. Volunteering in health also supports clients on their journey to improved health and well-being by providing one-to-one well-being support or weekly calls, and they can connect with and support clients during and following a stay in hospital. The lottery has gone from strength to strength since it launched, and this fantastic win will give it an extra boost.